Thank you once again. Welcome to Versus Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is March the 9th, 2023. Today is March 9th, 2023, Thursday evening, Daily Bread. We just want to say thank you so much for joining us once again to our Daily Bread, to the filling station, the boot camp. Amen. And the living waters, the rivers of living water. Amen. Thank you. And the oasis. Father, we just want to say thank you so much for loving us and for taking so great care of us. And we just always say another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power. There is nothing stronger than the authority and the power of God's word in our life that gives us instructions, correction, exhortation, even rebuke. But more than anything, he gives us his wisdom and his knowledge and his love and compassion and mercy. He desires us to walk in his ways, always, always, always walking according to his word. And for that, we say thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Father God, for all that you give us this day, Father. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, today we're going to be talking about he makes all things new. He makes all things new. Can I hear an amen? And this is Revelation 21:5. Revelation 21:5. And he who is seated on the throne said, "See, I make all things new." And he who is seated on the throne said, "See, I make all things new." Yes, he does. Our new spirit man, the inner man of our heart. Amen? The recreated spirit man that lives in us and loves God and wants to do everything God says. But our flesh will continually want to fight us. But we dominate the flesh and say, "No, you are not having your way. We are going the way God has called us. We are going to do the word. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to speak faith and not doubt and unbelief. And we're going to walk without a critical spirit and always judging people and saying things that we shouldn't. No, we're going to walk by the Spirit of the living God that lives and abides in us forever. Amen? When God puts a dream in your heart, when he puts a promise on the inside, he deposits within you everything you need to accomplish that dream. Yes, he does. He wouldn't give you the desires to do something without giving you the ability to fulfill it. In fact, the scripture tells us that God gives us the desires of our heart. Yes, according to his word, he does, because our desires become his desires. And when they're his desires, we will accomplish all that he puts in our hearts, amen, and even more. In other words, he puts the desire inside of us and then works with us to bring it to pass. Oftentimes, people set out to accomplish their dreams, but they face a setback or disappointment, and then they feel as though their time has passed. But know today that no matter where you've come from, no matter what happened in your past, God wants to make you knew. He wants to give you a do-over, a fresh start. He wants to give you a do-over, a fresh start. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Can I hear an amen? If you feel as though you've missed opportunities in your life, and all of us can say yes, amen, we have, we've made bad choices, bad decisions. We've done things that we shouldn't have done. But thank you, Jesus, that you love us so much that when we repent, Father, when we confess the wrong that we've done, we come back and we get on the right track. And you said, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. And we get back in right standing with the Lord. Amen. If you feel as though you missed opportunities in your life, if you feel as though your time has passed, remember that today is a new day. You are a new person, and God has new opportunities in store for you and me. If one dream has died, it's time to dream a new dream, amen, with the new life that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes all things new in your life today. Can I hear an amen? When God gave you a fresh start in your life, when He breathed His life into you and made all things new, He did not do it so you could simply feel better for a few days. No, no, no. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter and the developer of and the finisher of our faith. Amen. He did not do it so you can simply feel better for a few days. Amen. No way. But we can say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God is in a long-term new life business. But you can't move forward in your new life if you're stuck in the past. We can't be looking in the future and looking back. We'll be going back and forth like a teeter-totter. And God doesn't want us to do that. God wants to look for us to look ahead in the future. We want to keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. We want to set our minds on things above, not on earthly things. We want to go forward into the future doing all that God has called us and the assignment that He's given us and the race and the course, amen, that we are to do and His plan and His destiny. We want to keep on doing our best according to the Word of God and with the strength and the power and the ability that He gives us to do His Word every day and to walk by faith and not by sight. It's time to let go of past hurts, pains, or failures. Believe me, we all have had past hurts and pains and failures. Some of you may not be able to let go of the past and the pains or failures, but you know what? We need to let go of that junk because they become weights and like backpacks on our back, and they will keep us from fulfilling all that God has called us to do. Just take those backpacks off and say, no, you don't. No, you don't. You past hurts, pains, and failures, I give you no place in my life. You get out of here in the name of Jesus. I am a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And you are past hurts. You are pains in the past. Your failures in the past, so I have nothing to do with you. Get out in the name of Jesus. Trust God to lead you straight through the barriers of your past and unto the pathway of new beginnings with God. The barriers. Boy, I'll tell you what, the enemy likes to put barriers, puts walls. He wants to put opposition against us. Anything to keep us from going forward. He wants to trip us up. He wants us to fall and not accomplish all that God has called us to do. People of God, we are here to do the will of God, to advance His kingdom, to give God the glory and the praise, to let God's glory and His life shine through us, to minister to others in the marketplace, the workplace, wherever we go, wherever we have an opportunity that God moves in our hearts and says, I want you to say this to this person. I want you to bless this person. But we do it by the leading of the Holy Spirit, not by our flesh, but because we are Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled children of God, we walk in the love of God and in the peace of God. Amen? We don't want to bring any offense to the Father, and the people say, oh, they're Christians. Look how they're acting. Oh, no. We want to show the love of God. We want to show the peace of God in the name of Jesus. peace and love. Love is the greatest gift God's given us because God is love. Jesus is love. The Holy Spirit is love. And you know, I want to say something. I had gone to a store and I was hearing an oldie but goodie. It said, heaven is a place called love. That was in the 70s or 60s. Heaven is a place called love. Even then, in the 70s, they were singing about, the hippies were singing about, heaven is a place of love. And it sure is, because love is where God is, and that is in heaven. But his love is in us, and he lives in us, so we can show the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. He has filled us with his love. His very nature, his very attributes, his very character is in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Trust God to lead you straight through the barriers of your past and unto the pathways of new beginnings with him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. Amen. Father God, I praise you for your loving kindness in my life and on the listener's life right now. Thank you for a fresh start today, Father. We will not allow a setback or disappointments to keep us from moving forward. Nope, those setbacks, they're not going to affect us. They might affect us for a few minutes or a day or so, but we kick them out and say, no, no, no. Or disappointments keep us from moving forward? Nope. We are like ducks in the water, like the Lord told me 41 years ago. Rose, he says, when people say ugly things or they want to come against you and act ugly, you know what? He says, just be like a duck in the water. And I go, what do you mean by duck in the water? Well, you know, a duck is really heavily oiled. He has so much oil that when he gets in the water just rolls off his back. So that's what we need to be, and we don't need to be offended. We don't need to let people hurt us, because you know what? They don't know what they're doing, and they don't know what they're saying. They might have had a bad day, and they just want to lash out. But we need to just walk in love and not retaliate and say ugly things back to them, because it only makes it worse. Amen. And I've had to learn the hard way, but I'm learning. I'm still learning, people of God. Thank you, Lord, that we will not allow a setback or disappointment to keep us from moving forward. We know you are making all things new, Lord. We give you our past. Say, I give you my past. Say it. I give you my past, Lord. I give you my present. I give you my future. And I choose to follow the good plan that you have for my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. I give you my past. I give you my present. I give you the future. My future, and I choose to follow the good plan you have for my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. The plan and the destiny that God has already ordained for us to follow after him. Amen. Oh, Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you for ministering to our hearts. Thank you, Father, for giving us fresh manna every day, our daily bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that you cover us with your blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener, every hearer, every doer of the word. The blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us, in our homes, our properties, in the marketplace, the workplace we go, Father. The angels of the Lord are encamped around us. You watch over us, Father, because we are your children, Father, and you protect us, Father, from sickness and disease, calamity and destruction, Father, from terrors, terror attacks, Father, from plagues, Father God. In the name of Jesus, from accidents, you protect us, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you so much, Father God. We are in the canopy of protection. We are in the bubble from trouble. We are in the umbrella of your protection and safety, Lord God. I thank you that we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the country. We're blessed going in and going out in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And don't forget for March scripture. Our March scripture is 2 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever and ever. Amen. God, you are so good. You are so good. And so I say to you, my Lord, I will give to you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will praise you. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds that you have done in my life, that you have done in my family, that you have done in our marriage, that you have done in First Kingdom Family Church families, Lord, and our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and our son-in-laws and daughters-in-laws. Thank you so much. We will tell of all your wondrous deeds that you are doing in our lives and that you have done, Father. So for that, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. If you've never been born again, you have never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I invite you to invite Jesus so you can become part of the family of God. And your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. All you have to say is, Lord Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. I believe that you are the Son of God. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. And I know now that I am forgiven and my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I will live with you in heaven and eternity forever and ever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Tell someone you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. You will never be the same. In Jesus' name, you are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You are not the same person anymore. Your past is gone. Now your future looks brighter and brighter. Get in a good church. Get into the Word of God. Read the Word, find out who you are in Him, in Jesus Christ, and grow. Like it says, that we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. We thank you so much. We love you. Be blessed. Have a wonderful evening. And don't forget, Saturday, turn your clocks forward, spring forward. Can you imagine now? It's already going to be spring. It's already the kids are going to be spring break, going out and being at home and some going on vacation. But be careful. Be aware of your surroundings. But just make sure that you spring forward 1 hour Saturday. And Brother Andrew will be with you tomorrow, which is Friday, and he'll be with you Saturday. Have a great evening, and thank you so much for being a part of First Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change your life, and we will never be the same in Jesus' name. And thank you for joining us on our daily bread. Amen. God bless you. We love you, and we miss you. Have a great evening.